This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Games are really infuriating a lot of people. The level of anger is off the charts. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you are safe and warm and comfortable in whatever nook and cranny you hail from. If you're not warm, at least maybe cool, because we have a little bit of both going on, depending on where you live. But cooling the anger, I think it's going to be pretty tough in Tokyo. And that's exactly was the first quote I read when I woke up this morning. I'm drinking my coffee, and I see in giant letters, the level of anger. The level of anger is because, you know, this is a re-entry point and a big mark, I think, for the athletic world, for the world in general. And this is the games that were canceled in 2020. But with COVID on the rise in Tokyo and people protesting and now more athletes testing positive for COVID-19, boy, you just wonder, with the country in its fourth state of emergency, after a huge spike in cases and restrictions that last through the entire games. I mean, restaurants have to close by 8, alcohol not permitted, citizens have to stay home, spectators not allowed at any events in Tokyo. With a vaccination rate below 20%, there's lots of low supplies, delays in the rollouts. Japan's vaccine effort has been dismal. Dismal! One of the slowest among wealthy nations. And because it's not getting better, this is exactly what's happened. The date of the Olympic start, which is at the tail end of this week, has now clashed. But it's always money. Follow the money. There are television contracts and guarantees that are off the chain. The IOC depends on television contracts for, ready for this, 75% of its revenue. The games were already delayed a year. Another delay would mean that the 2020 Tokyo Summer Games would have butt up against the 2022 Beijing Winter Games. So I think they felt like it was now or never, we got to do this. But the Japanese people feel a little jilted, a little disposable. Such crazy hypocrisy everywhere you look and everything that I hear from people I know coming out of Tokyo. So they got precautions for these games. But how do you stop a virus? How do you stop positive COVID tests? There is no real playbook. They have a playbook, but there is no real playbook, if you get what I'm saying, for the people that are there, the athletes, the people around the athletes. So even before the first event starts, 67 cases recorded since July 1st. I mean, even the torch relay was pulled from the streets before its completion. Dozens of sponsors, you know, including Toyota, have pulled their commercials or opted out from the opening ceremony because they're sitting there thinking, boy, do we really want to back this? Should we really back this now at this point? And so, yes, there's anger that's spreading everywhere. Very much, I would say, a contrast into what you would typically see sports-wise and with the normal greeting that you would get in Japan. But so many lives have been upended. But the games are going to proceed without spectators, with a lot of skepticism in the host country, and just basics. A three-week event that begins and ends without incident would be great. Let's see if that happens. I'm pulling for that to happen, by the way. There are so many storylines for these athletes. I've said this before, including women's gymnastics in the USA and Simone Biles, who already is iconic, but can really even push her name into the history books that much bigger. So it's business as usual when it comes to the Olympics. And like I said, I gave you that number 67 already with COVID. Keep your fingers crossed as far as so many of the other athletes. A U.S. volleyball player has to miss the Olympics after a positive COVID test. That was another story that came out. I think one of the biggest ones was the one I said earlier in the week, Coco Gauff, who's a tremendous young tennis player for the U.S. She can't play. Very disappointed, but she tested positive. So as far as Team USA is concerned, a beach volleyball star, Taylor Crabb, positive, can't participate. He's now the fourth U.S. athlete to test positive for COVID-19. And then the plethora of other athletes mixed into that number that I mentioned. So there are replacements, and the replacements are good. I mean, Crabb's replacement is somebody who has a little bit of a name. And his name is Tri Bourne, if you don't know who he is. But he's replacing somebody on the team who is incredible, who was the star ready to just take over the games. So there's where we're at with COVID-19. There are other things buzzing about. As I say, this show is about what's happening in your backyard and mine, what we're all talking about. That is this show. So the White House is debating the whole masking thing and a masking push. You know, it was the vaccine push before. Now it's about, should there be a masking push? I mean, seriously, high-level discussions, as somebody said to me, because of this Delta variant threat, a focus on what measures have to be reintroduced to slow the spread of the coronavirus. I mean, there's still the push to get Americans who are unvaccinated inoculated. But I think the whole masking thing and that tug of war is very, very far from over. Speaking of, it's not over yet. January 6th, the insurrection that happened in this country, everything has just fallen apart as far as the investigative aspect of it, except for this bipartisan committee that's going to investigate what happened. Looked like it was going full force and then collapsed on hump day. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi moved to block two controversial Republicans appointed by Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, from sitting on the panel. And that, of course, sets the stage for two separate and very partisan investigations of the attack on the Capitol. Pelosi called on McCarthy to name two new Republicans to the committee after refusing to appoint conservatives Jim Jordan, a Republican from Ohio, and Jim Banks, Republican from Indiana. And as the Speaker, she can do that. And her words were, with respect for the integrity of the investigation, with an insistence on the truth, and with concern about statements made and actions taken by these members, I have to reject the recommendation of Representatives Bank and Jordan to the Select Committee. And therefore, we're going to have two different investigations. That's how it's looking anyway. McCarthy's already said, we're going to run our own investigation. We're going to run to the mailbag. That's next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Stick in the mail, man.
Yeah, we didn't have to. What a wrangler that Nathan Reeder is, the best, the technical maestro for this show, without a doubt. So, speaking of that, check it out. This is the first one that I got today when I clicked on the mailbag. And thank you all for constantly sending me your thoughts. It is really an avalanche and overwhelming since I started this show over 15 years ago. You too can be part of the herd. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, this is from Tom, who listens to us in Tallahassee, so I'm thinking he listens on WTLS 1300 AM. And Tom says, yo, Delaney, I get scared to death every time I hear you talk about the weather and what's happening around the Gulf and then what's going to happen in Florida. Those relatives of yours, they need to move so you don't focus so much on the near misses and the potential hits to Florida when it comes to hurricanes, tropical storms, and everything else. I'm just kidding you. I don't know if you know this or not, but how about our governor who is actually urging vaccines? People think that he's anti-vax. He's not. He held a press conference and said that since so many of the hospital admissions in Florida are due to the ugly sea and the complications thereof, that he's saying that Floridans It's Floridians. Floridians should get vaccinated to protect against the virus. All right, yes, he is on the vaccine train. Thanks for that, by the way. I'll try to avoid the Florida scary talk when it comes to the weather. But listen, I'm not Mother Nature. I'm not making this stuff up, right? So you're right. He did do a press conference, and he did talk about how the hospital emissions were shooting up, and that he was saying that vaccinated people aren't going to be hit with the current COVID-19 wave in Florida, and that it's frustrating that some jurisdictions, as he put it, are still enforcing mask mandates since the mandates imply the vaccines aren't working. So he says, listen, the mask mandates are telling a double message, that it's saying that the vaccines don't work, that people are thinking that, and it's a bad message, and it's a bad idea. If people look at the data, they know that if they want to save lives, including their own, they would be vaccinated. And I wondered about that. I mean, of all the crazy misinformation, lack of information, twisted information, and everything else that's out there coming down the pike, is that crazy to think that, well, that's, you know, if I have the mask, then I'm okay? Because it was the opposite. So listen, I say this all the time. This is called adulting. You are in charge of you. Pay attention, people, to your surroundings. On this show, I talk about the buzz, like I said before, that I think is important, that we're talking about all over the place, whether we're in rural areas, whether we're suburban areas, whether we're in city areas, whether we're down on the farm, whatever, it doesn't matter, right? What's rolling out? And which, by the way, and I think this sometimes is part of the problem, since when did we become, because we're such an awesome nation, seriously, America, best country on the face of the earth. I'm saying that because I love my people in other countries. I've lived in other places. I've traveled to wonderful places, and I know many wonderful people in Australia, in England, in South America, etc. I don't understand how in this nation we get to this point where we have so little tolerance for our fellow Americans. That can't people change? Can't people change their minds when they're given other information they didn't have, and so they decide, well, yeah, for me, this is, oh, here it is. I mean, here's what science is saying, or here's what I heard just happened that never, ever happened before, and I see the data, and this is what I want to do. I don't get it. There's so much name-calling. We're like the trash-talking nation. Right? I mean, I thought trash talking was just when you got really heated about your team and the rivalry and you were going back and forth with somebody. Or hey, you know, let's face it, maybe you got a little upset at cards because you're on a bridge club and somebody's just not playing well, they're not pulling their weight, so you just flip out. I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. All right, how about this one? Another one from Florida. This one is from Peter, and he's listening to us. He says, in Florida, Kate, we listen to you in the Sunshine State. I know you were all over this whole thing with the condo, as so many others were. I thought it was brilliant that more people were talking about the people, the victims, and the fact that the rescue workers were just there hours upon hours, and it wasn't about them. They wanted to do everything they could to add comfort to the families. I'm sure you know that now they're talking about compensation and what will happen as far as how much is owed to the victims and families who had those great losses in that 12-story collapse. I did see that. You know what, Pete, it was, and I'm sure you know the figure, but for everybody else, they say they're going to get a minimum of $150 million in compensation. Now, that's not individually. It's $50 million in insurance on the Tower South building, and at least $100 million in proceeds from the sale of the Surfside property. Remember that story, where the structure once was. And I guess the biggest concern is they're saying there's always been victims here, and that includes visitors, renters, and condo owners, and their rights have to be protected. So there have been lawsuits already filed since the building collapsed at the end of June with 97 people who were killed, 96 identified. Thank goodness that they're able to identify them with DNA analysis and you know, whatnot. And the stories are just terrible. And I'll just tell you the last one I heard. There was a 24-year-old, Anastasia Gromova, and she was from Canada. She had just been accepted to a program teaching English in Japan, was visiting the condo for one last time with her friend, Michelle Pesos. So her body was recovered just a handful of days ago and was the last to be identified. Her family rushed from Canada after the collapse and have spent weeks in Miami. And, you know, even the family said, this is hard, it's awful, but at least we can move on. So it's what I described before that I saw in covering disasters of different sorts as a television reporter. There is something about closing that circle, although it seems almost ridiculous to say that, but at least there is some sense of closure, I guess we'll put it that way. All right, this one is from Bobby, who says, Kate, what is going on with space and potential of space tourism? Do you really think it's going to be affordable to the common man? Do you think that this is going to be something that it could be like a weekend deal where you say, you know what, we're going to go up into space this weekend, and it's not going to cost a fortune. It's going to be maybe a little bit more than a ticket to Disney World. Or do you think it's always going to be out of reach for the common man? I think it's going to be out of reach for the common man for a long time in the foreseeable future. I mean, one, the availability of seats, even though there are different people that are doing it, meaning, you know, the Virgin people, Jeff Bezos, same thing. He's doing it. You know, Elon Musk is going to be part of that whole deal, too. But it's not going to be cheap to do it in the beginning. It's not cheap. So when does that price tag fall? Because how much is invested in the fuel? How much is invested in all that goes into these weightless moments in space? And that's not going to be affordable for, I think, a long time. I'll just say that. Ever? I don't know that I could say ever, but it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be a while. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Chris, and Chris says, Kate, I've heard you talk about places, and you're right about that, that are looking for workers, and it's all about incentives. I'm sure you're on top of all that. How about Shake Shack? They're announcing that they're going to sweeten the pot for new hires, giving a big pump of $10 million in incentives. Wow! Email me anytime, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Infrastructure is stalled in the Senate. A procedural vote to move infrastructure forward failed to hit a 60-vote threshold. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer scheduling the vote to open debate on a framework for an infrastructure bill, but many Republicans said they want to wait for the actual bill to be presented. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy is laying into Speaker Nancy Pelosi for refusing to let two Republicans serve on a panel investigating the Capitol attack.
House Democrats must answer this question. Why are you allowing a lame duck speaker to destroy this institution? This is the people's house, not Pelosi's house.
Pelosi saying Representatives Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio won't be allowed to serve on the panel. USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday rejected two of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's picks for the January 6th committee. Pelosi made it clear she will not allow Congressman Jim Jordan and Jim Banks to serve on the committee, Banks criticizing Pelosi's decision on Wednesday.
The American people demand that their leaders step up to make sure that it never happens again. But we all know that this is an exercise in politics. It's not an exercise in finding the facts. And that's what's unfortunate about the speaker's move.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan is on track for completion by the end of next month.
The president has made a decision that we're going to get it done, and we're going to get it done right.
Austin adding that your tax dollars will continue to support Afghan security forces. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Wednesday, the Dow rising 286 points, to close at 34,798. USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Time for What's on Tap. Will there be a future where we see a lot of cars that are driving themselves? Well, heck yeah. I mean, haven't we been hearing about this for years? We've had people on the show talking about a lot of the technology in the past. Well, fully self-driving cars are being tested right now on the New York City streets. Two Ford Fusion models were customized by an Israeli firm owned by Intel for this very purpose. They got a special permit which allows its test drivers to keep their hands fully off the steering wheel while the cars drive themselves. So the city allowed it after reviewing the results of what they call mobile eyes testing in other crowded cities like Tokyo, Tel Aviv, and Detroit. I can imagine you're crossing Fifth Avenue. Look, Mom, that guy doesn't have his hands on the wheel. This is New York City. Well, of course he doesn't, because his hands aren't supposed to be on the wheel. It's supposed to be just in case. I don't know. Is that cheating, though? So this is all being rolled out right now. That's definitely what's on tap in New York. It's just a couple of cars, but it'll be interesting to see how New Yorkers handle that. It's a little bit different in New York than it is in some of the cities that I mention. I'm just saying, right? Just saying. Okay, Kansas City hospitals. Here's what's on tap for Kansas City hospitals. they're saying, we got no room. So if you live in Kansas City and you need to urgently get to the hospital, probably because of the COVID surge, you need to have a plan B. The health system has been turned upside down because of transfer patients. Beds are full. It's a potential crisis that is starting to get worse and worse and worse. I mean, look, when they have a daily briefing at KU and they say, we're at a tipping point, they're there. And they're saying, if we don't take this seriously, we could end up back to where we were in November. That's how bad it is. We're running full steam. So we know it's been pretty bad in Missouri, but KU has been turning down between 1 and 6 acute patients every day. And if they hadn't done that, they'd be treating about 100 of those patients. And then you've got the COVID-19 infections, and that just makes it impossible. So the transfers, it's a no-go. It's so unusual, especially in the KU system, to say that. I mean, look, in Mercy Hospital in Springfield, they have to open a third COVID-19 ICU unit because of this Delta variant that is just whipping through southwestern Missouri. Day in and day out, they have the counts of how many cases. So what's on tap? Got to have a plan B, because there might not be any room, and it might be too late if you think there's going to be room. All right, vaccine proof. Here's another controversial area. Carrying around cards or having some other form of ID to show that you're vaccinated is infuriating to so many people because it seems so Big Brotherish, right? But there are businesses who are considering that proof of the vaccine. Some Sacramento businesses are already requiring that proof when you go in. So if you don't have it, you can't get in. Like the Torch Club in downtown Sacramento, they just constantly are sending out things to their customers. You can't come in without a card. No entry. You know, it's like that. No shirt, no shoes, no vax card, no way. And it's a bar. It's a famous bar. The bar says that they got to be about safety because they have the Delta variant that is spreading all over the place. And they want to stay open. They want to have a business, right? They want to have a business. There's a climbing wall at Sacramento Pipe Works. You have to show your vaccine card. And then you can climb without a mask. Or you have to wear a mask, but they don't want to slide backwards. So they're not the only place in the country that's considering it. And they're doing it with gyms and other spots. Federal law does allow businesses to ask for proof of vaccine. However, legal experts really have been all over this. They say individual states could overrule that, and they could pass a law that bans businesses from asking for proof. That's one thing Florida did. So while DeSantis, the governor there, is telling people to get vaccinated, he's also not going so far as to say, oh, you know, they're saying, no, it's illegal if you start telling people they have to have a vaccine card. But there are right now meetings that are happening. That's what's on tap in some pretty big businesses where they're concerned and they're weighing what's happening with the business and the money coming in and the flow, the economic flow, and the people with jobs, etc., versus are they going to have a problem? So is it worth busting through that line if they can? And if it's not a state where the governor has put the kibosh on that, should they require it to try to keep the doors open as it may get worse? And it really depends on business from business. And they're keeping that so quiet. I mean, so quiet. Oh. All right. Also on tap is Harvey Weinstein and jail. More time. He'll never serve it all. And if you just have forgotten completely about this predator, he was one of the most powerful producers in Hollywood, period. But he pleaded not guilty to 11 counts of sexual assault in a Los Angeles courtroom. He entered that plea. He was in a wheelchair and he was masked up, and the disgraced movie producer at 69 arrived on a private jet after being extradited from New York for the Los Angeles court appearance. And he was pushed into a courtroom in a wheelchair. Like I said, he was wearing a brown jail uni in handcuffs and a hospital wristband. So there was a big fight to stop that extradition to L.A. because of health concerns. He's currently serving a 23-year sentence in New York after being found guilty of rape and sexual assault in March of 2020. So in addition to that, he's got all of those charges he's facing in L.A. It's believed that at least 100 women have accused him of sexual misconduct of some sort, right? So Weinstein will never get from behind bars, barring something unforeseen and maybe something being turned over, but it's highly doubtful because he's facing now another 140 years on top of that. 140 years. Yeah. All right. What's on tap in Dubai? It's not about tourists. It's about making it rain, baby. So in Dubai, they made fake rain that has been created by shocking clouds because they're trying to tackle an extreme health, or health, it is a health concern, but a heat wave. So Mother Nature's not cooperating, and because of that, the way to figure it out in this Middle Eastern country is, well, let's just create it. So what happens is you've got a drone, and this is being uploaded now. They've got a drone that shocks, like I said, clouds into producing rain because it's one of the efforts that they've undertaken to tackle the blistering weather. They only get 4 inches of rain a year in Dubai. And the heat wave is just a scorcher. 120 plus, if we put it into our terms of how we measure it. And just the footage of watching this drone is crazy. Apparently, it's kind of eco-friendly, and it has like this downpour. It drives through the clouds, and that's how it shocks them. And then they do get that rain. So, and at times it can be pretty dramatic. So they're really, really working on more of those and making that become more commonplace, thinking that they're not really going to see much rain. It's just not in the cards. So they got to make the rain, and they can't rely on dances or magic rocks or any of the myriad of ways that people try to come up with, things to do that make you think, well, this might rain if we do this dance. Yeah, they're not relying on that. They got the cash. They're going right to the technology. Why burn any more time up? Let's figure out a way that we can just flat out do this and, get it done. Period. All right, on tap in Hawaii, if you go there, hopefully you've got a lot of the Uber numbers and the Lyft numbers because rental cars are at a premium. And when you go to Hawaii, a lot of times you got to get a car because you're driving, like in Maui, you're driving to places that are not close to the airport. I mean, it's kind of a necessary part too of the experience if you're a tourist and you want to go and tour any of those islands. So it is catch as catch can. Make sure you see if you can get a rental car before you book your trip if you need that car, which you do. Would you swim in your neighbor's pool without permission? Maybe that's part of odds and ends. Hi, I'm Kate Delaney. We have Ashley Cantana with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, before we get to the woman and the pool and the neighbor and all that stuff, we have a giveaway for you. So this is one that you're going to want to pay attention to. The book is called Four Winds. And if you haven't heard of it, it's kind of a big deal. It's kind of a big deal when your book, you know, hits the New York Times bestseller list. And this is a book that is from Kristen Hanna, the author of the Netflix hit Firefly Lane. Her latest novel, The Four Winds, it's set during the Great Depression and inspired by the greatest generation's grit and resilience. The Four Winds has relevant and timely themes that make it a great summer read. It was number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Like I said, it sold over a million copies. Strong female characters, and this is good for book clubs, etc., and lively discussion. So, if you are one of the first ten people to send me Four Winds, yes, please, you can say it anyway. Hey, I want the book, The Four Winds. You will win a copy. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Call now jump on the email right now for your chance to win a copy of The Four Winds, available wherever books are sold. Yeah,
Kristen Hanna really had a hit with Firefly Lane. I actually watched that with the Hubs. The girl that was in, and I never watched this show, but a lot of people have watched it, Grey's Anatomy, was in it. And anyway, that was a big hit. And this book is pretty, it's pretty interesting. And it's making some noise. Like I said, if you're selling over a million copies and you're number one on the New York Times bestseller list at some point, you're doing something right. All right, not doing something right is this 42-year-old woman who was busted for, check this out, skinny dipping in a stranger's pool. Yeah. She lived a couple miles away, and I guess she decided it was okay. When James Clark came home, he's a retiree, when he came home from his doctor's appointment on Monday afternoon, he saw a naked woman in his pool. So he called the cops. The cops came into the pool area and started to ask some questions of Heather Kennedy when they arrived at Clark's Port Charlotte home. They spent some time in Port Charlotte. It's where the Texas Rangers used to have their spring training. So anyway, she didn't explain why she was there. And I guess she was a little bit hostile, and she asked the police to leave her alone. So she was just kind of hanging out at the pool. They tried to coax her out of the water. Eventually, she got out of the pool. She struggled with the officers because, yeah, you can't trespass like that. They're going to handcuff you. So she was charged with trespassing and resisting without violence. She was booked into the Charlotte County Jail on the misdemeanor. And pretty sad. She's going to be arraigned on August 4th. How did she, I mean, she lives so close. What in the world? And you got to figure there could be other things connected to this. But what in the world is she thinking going into the house? And just, I'm just going to go in this pool. And that's when he comes home and almost has a heart attack, right? Looks out the window. Whoa, what is happening? There is a strange woman in my pool, and she appears to not have any clothes on. You never know. So we move from the naked woman and what happened there to this other, you know, crazy story in a different way of a runaway bull. And this bull apparently is still on the loose in Suffolk County. So Wednesday morning, this is Long Island. He escaped from a slaughterhouse. And, you know, he's a 1,500-pound bull. They're big. He broke through a fence just before slaughter and took off. And it's been trotting through neighborhoods. At one point, he was out on a highway, and they had to shut it down. But they haven't been able to corral it. Police are telling people don't approach the animal and don't shoot it. They're saying just call 911. The plan is that once the bull is caught, it'll be tranquilized and taken to an animal. This is cool. It's going to be taken to an animal sanctuary in New Jersey. So good for the bull. He didn't want to die, right? So he escaped slaughter. They're saying really so close to slaughter. Boom, gets out, smashes through the fence. And now this bull is going to a sanctuary because so many people were horrified by the story. You know how this goes. There started to become a phone tree of what can we do? How do we save this bull? And sure enough, there was a place to take the bull. So, this bull will not be killed. How about that? Yeah. That's a good ending to that story. When I started to first hear about it, and I have two friends that live in Long Island. Have you seen this bull? No. What are you talking about? one of them, this guy Robin, I know he said, I think you've been in Texas too long. You're getting confused. There's no bulls running around here. And sure enough, just got a text a little bit later after that in the day. You're right. So it became a very, very big story, like around lunchtime for people who just had no idea what was happening. You know, it's interesting. I used to watch this show with my brother. It was, you know, we were little kids, and I remember
ask around, can we watch the show? And maybe it was because we kept seeing the commercials for it. And remember, there was, what, five different channels or whatever it was not too long ago. So Marla Gibbs, do you know that name? She's 90 years old. She got a star on the Walk of Fame. They had a little ceremony for her. She was the maid in the Jeffersons. And she suddenly, you know, she's at the podium, she's giving a speech, and she kind of paused, and then she looked like she was fainting. So there were a group of people that rushed forward to help her. Her daughter took the microphone to say her mother needed a moment to cool down because the temperature was like 90 plus in Los Angeles. She eventually returned to the podium. She was overcome by the heat and the excitement. She said, I just got overwhelmed for a minute. I haven't been this excited in a long time. And she became pretty famous for that, definitely for that role, because she was the really sassy housekeeper, Florence Johnson, on this sitcom that ran from 75 to 85, which in TV years is very, very big. And then she was on another show that ran for another 5 years to the early 90s. So pretty cool getting the star on the Walk of Fame, which means forever people will look down and see your name immortalized there. If you've never been there and you go to California, it's worth the trip to that area, Grauman's Chinese Theater. That whole area is pretty neat. But you just see lots and lots of names. I mean, it's really what the sidewalk is about. And you see people kind of, they're walking. You can tell people who live there and aren't paying attention. Then you can tell the tourists who are kind of looking specifically for certain names. And I don't know, it's kind of a clever idea and very Hollywood. And it's kind of what you would expect, right? A big deal and a way to recognize people from sitcoms and movies, and, you know, etc. I hope that they recognize some of these firefighters for what they're going through. Extreme heat, dry conditions. It's still the same Mother Nature, you know, raging wildfires in the western half of the United States charred more than 1 million acres. So there's been evacuations and there's been stretches of smoke that actually has gone all the way to the East Coast, including New York City, because of the high-level winds. And that hits all that air quality index. But you've got, you know, firefighters that are taking extra shifts and doing everything they can to get it under control. This extreme drought is gripping the West. And some of you are listening to me out West, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The fires have become so intense, they're creating their own weather systems. The threat of more fires is still possible. Wow. Oregon, 7 active large fires, burning almost 500,000 acres so far at this point. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. As always, like I said during the mailbag segment, you can flip me your thoughts 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.